producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour of the Alex Jones Show. This Wednesday, October 1st, 2014 edition. Gerald Celente coming up. Rounding up the Ebola news now, of course, we just went to the press conference earlier with Joe Biggs live on the scene, Governor Rick Perry and other health officials, CDC officials, trying to obviously downplay the situation, prevent hysteria. As I said earlier, the bigger threat than Ebola may be the hysteria that could be engendered as a result of maybe the mishandling of this situation, which appears to be the case. With this Ebola victim who was not diagnosed on his first hospital visit. He was given antibiotics and sent home. Will CDC activate emergency measures after Ebola confirmed in US? That was our story yesterday, which was linked up on the Drudge Report. Obviously, we've got these provisions in place by the CDC to quarantine healthy persons who do not show symptoms of the disease under the medical martial law infrastructure that has been established in the United States for well over a decade. But on the flip side, David Knight, they're now saying, obviously trying to downplay the situation. And I noticed quite a simpering, a lecture tone from both the mainstream media and the health authorities saying, don't panic, don't get worked up about this. And yet they're the ones who have dropped the ball. So yeah, we should really be asking even harder questions.
Trust us. We're the professionals. There's nothing to worry about. We've trained on this. We've got this. We've been working on this for a long time. And yet they do not address why they sent the guy home, failed to diagnose. And then when the press conference started and they were actually able to ask questions, of course, that was one of the first questions that people came up with is, how could you possibly miss this? And, well, we just didn't have the information. Why? Because they didn't ask for it. We have to question the methods of transmission, whether they fully understand it. As I mentioned before, one of the doctors that's currently being treated for Ebola, and it's interesting that the way he's being treated is with blood transfusions from Dr. Brantley, who survived. And that's something that's developed as a large black market in the blood of survivors in Africa. But he believes that he got it from performing a cesarean on someone that was not diagnosed. And the question is, well, if it's as simple as just checking their temperature. If you're working in a country where there is an Ebola pandemic and you're not checking people's temperature in the hospital, I mean, what's... I just don't understand that. But I would be curious to know how Dr. Brantley and others believe that they contracted this disease. We've had over 200 doctors and nurses have died in West Africa, many of them Westerners. And so it isn't a question of them having a different protocol than the CDC or Western medical authorities are saying. These are people who are coming over, exercising the CDC protocols, and still contracting the disease. So does that tell us that they're being careless about this, or do they just not understand fully the mode of transmission?
And we've got an interesting quote, actually, as you mentioned there, David, Dr. Kent Brantley, a survivor of the disease, obviously. He reacted to this latest case, this first case of Ebola in the United States, with the following comment, which is really interesting. It sounds quite volatile, but he said, many have used the analogy of a fire burning out of control to describe this unprecedented Ebola outbreak. Indeed, it is a fire. It's a fire straight from the pit of hell. We cannot fool ourselves into thinking the vast moat of the Atlantic Ocean will protect us from the flames of this fire. Instead, we must mobilize the resources to keep entire nations from being reduced to ashes. And there you see the article up from Dr. Kent Brantley, who was a survivor of Ebola. Quite inflammatory.
And to be clear, in places like Liberia, where this guy who's currently being treated in Dallas with Ebola, where he came from, in that country, in Sierra Leone, they are not showing any signs of getting this under containment. It is still spreading. They have had some success in Nigeria, but not in those countries. It is still expanding.
We'll be back after the break with Gerald Talente, switching gears into the Middle East geopolitics and the latest financial situation. Gerald Talente, Trends Research Journal. This is the Alex Jones Show live. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back, it's the Alex Jones Show live third hour. Gerald Talente coming up. A few plugs now. Obviously, I arrived a few days ago with man flu and jet lag, so I could do with a few of these products to support the healthy immune system. Silver Bullet, and these are all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, triple the strength of others, supports strong immune system, and at the moment it's in limited supply. Also, DNA Force focuses on cellular health, superior antioxidant shielding for cells, for skin and body, and of course lung cleanse, which supports respiratory health. So get your hands on those three products. Silver Bullet is in limited supply. Heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, and I definitely need to get my hands on some of these today to try and beat this flu, but I've got Redcoat Power, so I'll be all right for the moment. Silver Bullet, DNA Force, Lung Cleanse, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it supports the broadcast. It enables us to continue to do what we do, InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're going to switch to Gerald Salente, TrendsResearch.com. Of course, Gerald needs no introduction. He's been on the show many times before. And we're going to talk to him today about a number of different issues. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I just want to mention, Paul, that I really appreciate your work. I admire what you write, and I follow you daily on Infowars.com when your postings are up there along with the others. So I just want to let you know how much I admire your work.
Appreciate that, Gerald. I'm a big fan of the Trends Research Journal. Obviously, you've been so accurate in many of your predictions, not just over the last few years, but literally going back decades. We're going to list some of those later. But one of your most recent topics was, of course, Syria, following fools blindly into war again and again. You know, last year we had huge opposition to a potential intervention in Syria back after the chemical weapons attack in 2013. Now with ISIS on the table, the opinion polls seem to suggest that Americans have shifted. Now most of them support the attack on Syria in the name of defeating ISIS. What do you think is the explanation behind that shift in public opinion?
Well, propaganda is a good business to get into. You could do it cheaply and get great results. Let's go back and tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So how did we get here? Well, most recently we got here. You mentioned that the Obama administration wanted to send bombs away into Syria over a year ago, but because of Putin and pushing for Syria to get rid of their chemical weapons and the United Kingdom's parliament not going along with it, Congress also not going along with the administration backed down. So now, how did it happen? Well, all of a sudden, Obama shows up. We got to save them Christians on the mountain. You remember that one, those Yazidis. Everybody knows what a Yazidi is. You got one living around the block from you. And everybody, we're not going back into Iraq. I want to make this perfectly clear. This is a humanitarian mission, girls and boys. So you got the setup, right? Now, all of a sudden, they behead two guys. Oh, Maron, hey, you beheaded two guys. What evil, sick people. Who would behead two guys? Now, how about, was it over a million people that the United States and its coalition of the willing have killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since the war on terror began and we had to get rid of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda that didn't exist? You could bomb them. That's cool, man. But no beheadings. What happened over there in Gaza? 2,100 people. What's going on over in Ukraine? They're only Eastern European Russians. You could bomb them, kill them. But don't behead anybody. And everybody bought the beheading baloney. Oh, yeah, you're really evil when you behead people. Hey, another drone strike over there in Yemen. Choo. Hey, how many in South Waziristan and North Waziristan from the Nobel Peace Prize winner who is quoted as saying, hey, I'm really good at killing people. So you could drone, you could bomb, you could napalm, you could Agent Orange, you could deplete uranium, white phosphorus, but no beheadings. And everybody bought the beheading baloney. Go back to your country. Go back to the end of August. That little chicken hawk Cameron shooting off his mouth. Oh, now we got a terror alert. Terror alert. How about the clown over there in Australia, Abbott, the other part of Costello? Oh, yeah, terror alert. 800 cops to arrest 15 people, and they only got one up on charges of nothing. But it works. You spread fear and hysteria, and that's what they're playing, man. The fear and hysteria card, and 73% of the American people are buying it, along with a lot of the Brits and the Australians and other so-called Westerners.
I'm talking about beheadings, Gerald. I mean, Saudi Arabia, they've beheaded more people in the last month alone than ISIS ever had, simply because of their brutal justice system, which has been in place for generations. And of course, Saudi Arabia were one of the countries that funded the so-called moderate Syrian rebels, who sold weapons to ISIS, who defected to ISIS in huge numbers back around 6 months to a year ago. Now we're talking about the Obama administration again arming these so-called moderate Syrian rebels, even though many of the units there have pledged allegiance not only to al-Qaeda groups like Jabhat al-Nusra, but also to ISIS units themselves, and given them weapons and actually handed over some of the individuals that were allegedly beheaded, the American journalist James Foley. So, Gerald, how do you feel about the hypocrisy of, you know, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Qatar being involved in this so-called war on ISIS when they were responsible for the upspring of ISIS in the region in the first place?
Well, exactly. That's why I follow your work, by the way. You put it together very well and you laid out all the facts. And the other fact is that nobody's talking about in the major media, the mainstream media, is that, hey, who created these conditions? Who destroyed entire nations? Who killed millions of people? Who laid the groundwork for the radicalism? Now, let's take it, anybody out there, yourself, myself, anyone listening, you live in Iraq. Or a neighboring country like Syria. Oh, by the way, just going back to Obama before I go ahead. You know, he was yelling about those Christians on the mountain over there in Syria, but the cat had lockjaw when they were slaughtering Christians, those ISIS people that you were mentioning that the Arab Little League funded. When they wiped out entire Christian villages in Syria, destroyed ancient Christian villages in Syria, but that was okay. So now fast forwarding to where we are. Here you live in one of these countries. Everybody that you love has been killed. You have no future. You didn't have enough money to get out of there, but the people that did, the tens of millions, well, that left, you know, they saw what was coming. Your whole nation is destroyed. The place is in ruins. You think you want to get even for the people that did it for you? No, man. You is a radical. You're a fundamentalist and a terrorist. Don't you know that it's better for you to listen to the occupiers and the puppets, the corrupt puppets that they put in place to run and ruin your life, than to think for yourself and to be on your own? So no one's talking about the war criminals that started these wars based on lies. B.S. Blair, Dick Cheney, Bush, Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, all the ones that sold these wars based on lies. Or maybe, they got a better word in that white shoe world. They misled us. Isn't that a nice word? So what I'm saying to you, Paul, they created conditions for this horror, and now the same mad men and mad women that got it going, we got a new plan, new strategies. We're going to fix it this time. They have nothing but track records of failure behind them, and now they're shooting off their mouths. Every retired general, military strategist, think tank expert are showing up on the news and telling us, hey, here's what we got to do. We got to do this. We got to do that. When all they have is failure and disaster as a track record of credentials. They're leading us, as we wrote before in the Trends Journal, to the first great war of the 21st century. It's underway.
And you mentioned that, again, the airstrikes flooding the region with weapons. I mean, we have this false dichotomy being imposed on us. You know, Obama is being weak on ISIS. We hear that from Fox News and a lot of the right-wing media. When every single statistical academic study has proven that flooding the Middle East with weapons and carrying out airstrikes radicalizes the region and creates more terrorists. This is a known fact. It's not conjecture. You know, this idea of, oh, we have to be strong, we have to bomb them out of existence. It doesn't work. It only ever creates more resentment. It radicalizes the region, creates more terrorists. I mean, look at Obama in Libya, funding the radical jihadists. They later went into Syria. Now those secular governments, Gaddafi, Assad, have been destabilized. We're seeing this radical jihadist militant ideology spread across the region, and it's a deliberate result of the airstrikes, of flooding the region with weapons. We'll be back after the break with Gerald Celente. This is The Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Keep it right there.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like.
It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones. I'm joined by Gerald Talente, trendsresearch.com. We're going to take a few of your calls for Gerald at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We got Gerald's website up here, Trends Research Institute, and if you click on the left-hand side there, Gerald's forecasts, and scroll down the page, you will see a list, a number of different events, developments over the past 20 or so years that Gerald has accurately predicted. Of course, he's known for predicting the panic of 08, the financial meltdown, but also the stock market crash 1987, the gold bull run, which began in December 2001. And what's interesting is he has links to the Trends Journal next to each of these predictions where he accurately made the forecast. And it's not just, you know, wider events like the financial collapse. It's smaller cultural type of things, which I always find interesting, like the clean food revolution, if you keep scrolling down there. The decline of U.S. automakers, even things like gourmet coffee, as far back as 1988, Gerald was talking about the rise in interest in that sort of thing, too big to fail trend, the ghost mauling of America, just a number of different events and little developments, both in culture, in health, in food, basically anything you want to think about there. Secessionist movements, we now see that rising again across Europe. So, Gerald, I mean, basically, you've got this down to a fine art. I mean, what's the secret? How do you do it? Is it just looking back at history and transposing that onto current events? How do you make all these forecasts and get it right so often?
Well, thank you. Current events form future trends, but people look at them in a sense of, this is what I believe, this is what I want, this is what I think. And we look at them as just facts. We try to get as many facts as we can. So, for example, each day I'll read from Fars News Agency in Iran to Al Jazeera to Haaretz, the Israeli Jerusalem Post, to the BBC, Guardian, Blacklisted News, on and on and on. All I'm doing is looking for facts. Are they real facts? I don't know. But you put enough together and you can get the sense. So what happens again, Paul, is that when you go to a doctor or you listen to a scientist, all you want are the facts. You don't care what their belief systems are, what their gender creed is. So when you're looking, you mentioned before about Fox, too many people out there have an agenda. So what they're doing is they're skewing the information to fit their belief system. We're looking at it for what it is. So, for example, people are now following Barack Obama again to war. Again, the numbers are there. 73% support the bombing of a sovereign nation called Syria. Okay. Now, what's Obama's track record? Well, he has 6 years of nothing but broken promises, a string of failures, and a real bad attitude. So why would I believe anything else that he's going to do? Yet they do, and they'll defend him. So what happens is, when you look around the world, the same things happen. In a time of crisis, and they made up the story of, hey, we got to watch them, ISIS, they're everywhere, the fear and hysteria sells real well. So I'm going to give you a forecast. Not only has the first great war of the 21st century occurred, get ready for a terror strike, or that's what they're going to call it. You could call it, as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. It's going to be reprisal strikes for what the United States and its allies are doing in the slaughter of millions of innocent people. The facts show 90% of wars, I believe since World War I, 90% of the casualties are civilians. So, will it be false flag or real? It's incidental. It'll be an excuse. It'll be an excuse to rob us of more of our rights. You're hearing it already. It's more of an excuse for the militarization of the police force. It's more of an excuse for fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers to take over our lives. How could any sensible human being believe what's coming out of the mouth of the congressmen and these politicians around the world saying that they're going to put in plans to stop them terrorists from striking the homeland? Let me get this straight. You can't stop a guy from jumping over the White House fence. You can't stop a guy from running inside and running through the joint. You can't stop millions of illegals coming over the border, including tens of thousands of little kids unescorted. But now you're going to rob me of my money and rob me of my rights under the line that you're going to protect us from terrorists.
Okay, more from Gerald Salente coming up after the break. Stay there, your call's coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex today. With all the breaking Ebola news, you can visit Infowars.com. We're right on top of that. But for the moment, we're talking with Gerald Salente, TrendsResearch.com. And if you missed it before the break, Gerald made a pretty big forecast. He's saying that as a result of the attacks in the Middle East, supposedly targeting ISIS, there will be, whether it's a false flag or an organic, genuine attack, there will be a terror attack within the U.S. Here coming up in the imminent future. And as I said, you know, every single university study proves that bombing the Middle East, radicalizing jihadists, flooding the region with weapons only ever causes blowback, only ever causes more violence. Gerald, just before you go to calls, finishing off your point on that.
Yes, you know, we have to really go back to the beginning, but this latest round. And that really happened after World War One, when a bunch of colonial powers led by the United Kingdom and France carved a joint up from the Ottoman Empire. I mean, look at the map, the Sykes-Picot lines, these straight lines making up these countries that never existed before. And the colonization that's continued. So there's no end in sight as long as the colonial powers continue their imperialism. I just want to shift gears here for just a moment, because as we're on the air, there's a lot of destabilization going on in the equity markets. The Dow is down about 220 points. Crude oil, after being up over a buck, both West Texas and Brent, is down now in negative territory. And it's very significant. And gold prices are moving back up a little bit. I'm saying this because oil prices are a real big one to look at. I've been at this since, you know, I began my career, I was a lobbyist, a government affairs specialist for the chemical industry. I was in D.C. during the 1973 oil embargo. This is the first time since that time that Saudi Arabia has pushed and has been successful in cutting oil production. It's not because there's an oversupply. On the contrary, if you look at today's numbers with West Texas, supplies are way down. Demand is way off. And when you look at the World Energy Institute and other data, you can see that demand is now down. It's about down to two-year lows. And so is the pricing. So this is really significant because oil is telling a true story right now. With all of this political unrest in the Middle East, as you mentioned, the destabilization caused by that so-called humanitarian mission launched by President Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, and his staff of associates, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton. And the production levels have dropped so dramatically there and in Iraq. Oil prices should go up as this destabilization increases. They're not. That's showing you the fundamental weaknesses of the global economy. And this just out recently from the, my glasses on here a second. Record level of $158 trillion in global debt, together with low economic growth, is creating serious threat of a new financial crisis, says the 16th annual Geneva report. Total world debt, excluding the financial sector, are you ready for this? Has risen from 180% of global output in 2008 to 2012% last year. There's no way of getting out of this financial crisis. You know how you get out of it? When all else fails, they take you to war. All things are connected. You asked me before about how we forecast trends. We make connections between different fields. You read over some of the list from my coining the term clean food back in 1993 to talking about geopolitics and finance. It's all connected. But most people don't connect them. They only look at specific fields. So when we're looking at the Middle East, we're looking at oil prices, we're looking at GDP data coming out, debt levels increasing. You look at today's manufacturing indexes coming out of Germany and Europe. They're down now into negative territory, under 50%. So you can see where this is leading, and you can see where the leaders are leading us. The same people that have led us through nothing but a series of great financial and military disasters are in control and leading us down the path of more doom and decline.
We're talking the Middle East, oil, debt, with Gerald Salente. We're going to go to some calls now. James in Illinois, you're on the air with Gerald Salente. Go ahead, James.
Gerald, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, great show. I got a quick question. I just sold my house. I got about $120K. I got 2.5 years to go before I can start pulling my pension. I want to move to the South. Where do I put my money? If I put it in gold or in silver, that's my question. Is that a good place for it? And where can I, let me see, how can I do that with through a reputable dealer that doesn't attach me to the government? No strings. That's my question.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could answer that question for you. I can't. I'm not a financial analyst, I'm not licensed. So if I said anything to you, they would come clamping down on me. And you know the motto of the Trends Journal, taught to me by my dear father, may his soul rest in peace. Anytime I'd be saying something, he'd say, think for yourself. And that's where I would leave it with you. Think for yourself. Real estate doesn't necessarily have to be a bad deal. You know, it depends what you're buying and what your plans are to do with it. If it's a speculative deal, I would say that's not for me. Gold? I'll tell you where I'm going with gold. And I'm only invested in gold major and real estate, but I buy historic buildings. I have a 1750, a 1774, and a 1763, plus the building we're in here, the Mohegan Market, which is a beautiful old, you know, 100-year-old building. But I believe in gold prices. But here's what I think is going to happen. I believe that they're going to have to raise interest rates. The economy cannot sustain itself with interest rates going up, because that's the only thing that's propping up the housing market, which is now softening again, and the equity markets, which are now softening again. When they raise interest rates, there'll be panic on the street. Back to gold. I believe the downside gold is $1,150, around there. But the upside potential is well over $2,000. So for me, I'm in gold for my golden years. I used to trade it as a young guy. My first buy was in late 1970s at $187.50 an ounce. So to me, when you invest in these things, again, I invest in real estate with my heart. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to doing it to lose money. But if I don't make a lot of money on it, it's okay, because I know I have a valuable asset in buying historic buildings. And gold, as I said, I'm in it long term, and I believe in it, because why would I want paper that's been devalued over 90% in 100 years?
Thanks for the call, James. Jim in Illinois, you're on the air with Gerald Salente. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
I've got a question for you. This Alex Jones has scared myself and probably half the nation as far as these globalists are concerned, the fear they put into all of us. And I have a way of suggesting to stop these people, and it can be done with the help of him, if he puts out a website with their names, phone numbers, and addresses on it. And I guarantee in 6 months, the people of America will make it very uncomfortable for these people to even exist and try and do harm to America.
Okay, thanks.
Well,
go ahead, Gerald.
They're in front of you already. I mean, they call the president, the Congress. I mean, what self-respecting adult would believe any of them? Oh, you like Lindsey Graham? You get it really nice with McCain? You think Pelosi got a brain? How about not so Feinstein? There's nothing behind the curtain but a decrepit old man pulling the levers. It's what you see. And by the way, we're doing something to change it. On May 2nd of 2015, from the most historic corner in the United States, the only place where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building, we have permission to close down the cross streets, and we're setting up our movement, OccupyPeace.us. You can go to the website. No foreign entanglements. This is the foundation upon which the Constitution was founded, right in this area. Every one of the founding fathers, beginning with Washington, a real commander-in-chief, a guy that fought, not these little chicken hawks that can't fight their way out of a paper bag. No foreign entanglements in his farewell address. Madison, Jefferson, every one of them, Franklin. So we're doing something. We believe that America can return to the greatness that it was that made it the land of opportunity. No foreign entanglements, rebuild America. I have a story for you. Right out of today's Wall Street Journal. Here it is. Fighting Islamic State strains the budget. Congress and the president are under pressure to bolster Pentagon coffers to fund expanding efforts in the Middle East. And you heard by our commander-in-chief, if you listen to his UN speech, which we broke down, we may be there for another 10 years or more. Unending war, one after another. And then you pick up the news, and what do you see? Over there in Detroit, federal judge rules Detroit residents have no fundamental right to water. You got it. We have all this money to fight and kill other people, but can't pay your water bill. To hell with you. And by the way, as I look at it, again, only speaking for myself, anyone that supports war, these kinds of war, are supporting murder. And I'm not a pacifist. I'm a close combat practitioner. Had my own school for many years. I believe in self-defense. But I don't believe in murdering innocent people. And here you have it. They're calling for more of our money that Eisenhower warned us against, the military-industrial complex, from stealing it as the nation's infrastructure rots. And this judge could give a flying anything about people that are too poor to pay for their water. Hey, Obama, where's your humanitarian mission? Motown is no town, but we got to save them Yazidis on the mountain.
But, hey, Gerald, I mean, Raytheon, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, they're all doing really well. Their stocks are through the roof. I mean, who cares about people in Detroit? They've got no free water. The military-industrial complex is really making good out of this new war on ISIS, isn't it?
It's doing great. And that's why people say, you know, Mr. Salenti, you point out the problems, but you don't give the solutions. Not true. You look at the Trends Journal, it's full of solutions. And the big solution is occupy peace. And I want to make this clear. This isn't going to be one of these rallies where everybody comes, yells, and screams and goes away. What do I do next? We're going to have takeaways. We're going to have action plans. And we have ours, but we want to hear yours as well. Again, OccupyPeace.us, we're launching a major movement. It's going to be officially launched from Colonial Kingston. By the way, right across the street from me is the Kingston Courthouse. John Jay was a jury here. Four Supreme Court justices. The Constitution of New York State, the first capital of New York State, before the British burnt the joint down, was written here. The important part of this, Paul, 90% of the United States Constitution comes from the New York State Constitution, written here by our founding fathers. I want a revolution, the Second American Revolution, one of peace, one of prosperity, one of morality, and one of spirituality. And I'm not talking about that New Age stuff or any religion. I'm talking about the spirit of the soul, the spirit of human dignity, the spirit of courage in a country that's turned coward, because only cowards would listen to the clowns that are leading them to disaster. What self-respecting human being would hail to the chief or bow to the queen?
David in Florida, you're on the air with Gerald Salenti. Go ahead, David.
Hey, fellas, I really appreciate you being in America, Paul, and David, I certainly appreciate you as well. I wanted to say, Mr. Salente, I am a huge fan of what you do, and I'm an avid reader. I wanted to ask you if you could, down the road, perhaps you could identify a little more clearly what the IBS actually stands for and what their power control really means in terms of the world order. And that's kind of really what I wanted to say. I didn't want to derail the conversation much, but you guys are doing a great job. Thank you very much. I enjoy it entirely.
Gerald, just a minute on that one before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very clear. It's you were talking about the military-industrial complex. It's a multinational takeover. How much more proof do you need? How many more Walmarts do you need to be built? How many more Home Depots that put all the people that used to have hardware stores out of business do you need? How many more Staples that took the lives out of people that own stationery stores? It's Slavelandia worldwide. It's a multinational takeover. You got the neocon madmen and women, a handful, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who, by the way, there is no one I respect more for geopolitical insights and economic knowledge than he. And he just did a piece breaking it down. A handful of madmen, neocons, and women, and he went back to the Dulles brothers under Eisenhower in the other years that have destroyed this nation. It's a multinational takeover. Return the nations to the people. It's the populist movement that the multinationals fear the most.
And we'll pick up on that populist movement after the break with Gerald Salente, TrendsResearch.com. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show live coming up. We're done for the calls now, but we're going to get into the CFR, the populist uprising, and their attempts to co-opt that on the Alex Jones Show live, InfoWarsStore.com. Keep it right there for the final segment. Stay tuned.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release a virulent parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue issues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente. Gerald, I just wanted to get your take on this because I know you've covered the secessionist movement in many issues of the Trends Journal. A couple of days ago, I wrote an article about how the CFR in their Foreign Affairs magazine basically admitted that this populist uprising was sweeping America, was sweeping Europe. Of course, we saw a narrow defeat for Scottish independence recently, but we see a similar wave of uprisings in places like Catalonia, Finland, the UK, Denmark, of course, with the rejection of the European Union. They said in their own words they need to, quote, co-opt this populist uprising and kind of dismiss it away, you know, squirrel it down a rabbit hole to diffuse its impact, diffuse its power. So how do you see them stopping this juggernaut of populism, or is it simply too runaway, too powerful to stop?
Well, the way they'll try to stop it is they'll beat up anybody and any groups that want to have it. So you see it with any kind of street protest. And by the way, what's going on in Hong Kong, certainly not a populist movement, but in many ways it is, in that they want to break away from the communist rule of China, who has put a law into place that the Communist Party vets the candidates who they can vote for. And it's the young people that are doing that are uprising because they have no jobs. And the jobs that they do have, that are available, they're giving it to cheaper Chinese labor that they're bringing in. And then we have, of course, coming up in Catalonia, and you have Rajoy, the prime minister of Spain, trying to stop that from coming even to a vote, saying it's illegal. And as you mentioned, the other populist movements going on in Germany with their new party, in Sweden. And it's very important also, Paul, to listen to the language. If it's an upright, if it's a populist movement, it's very funny, in Germany, where they want to bail out of the euro and they want to bring nationalism back to the nation, how dare they, they call it a right-wing movement. What's happening in Sweden, however, they're calling it a left-wing movement, even though they're also against their big anti-immigration movement, because what's happened, again, going back to our global nomic methodology of tracking trends, all things are connected. Where are the immigrants coming from? You're over there in Europe. You know the deal. They're coming over by boats that are sinking. That desperate people fleeing, whether it's Palestine, whether it's fleeing Libya, Tunisia, Egypt, Mali, the other country that, thanks to the overthrow of Gaddafi, has been overrun by the so-called Islamic militants. And by the way, this has nothing to do with Islam. It's a bunch of desperate, crazy people that are doing anything they can in places that have been corrupt and robbed and destroyed. But anyway, so you see the massive immigration flows coming into Europe. There's no stopping them. You see them coming into the United States. There's no stopping them. Oh, by the way, one of the plans of Occupy Peace in bringing home the troops, seal the borders. We got a job for the military. So what I'm saying is these populist movements are going to continue to gain in strength. As a matter of fact, I believe it was yesterday that Ron Paul was again brought up the secessionist movements. It's the future. And the people can have the future if they choose to take it in their own hands.
Okay, Gerald Celente, that brings us nicely to the end of the show. Trendsresearch.com and OccupyPeace.us is the other website, correct?
That's correct.
Gerald Celente, thanks for joining us today on The Alex Jones Show.
Great being on with you. Thanks so much for having me.
That's going to do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Be sure to tune in for InfoWars Nightly News. Support us by buying the products, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back in the hot seat for The Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned to the website for the latest news, InfoWars.com.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.